It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's a great explanation. When I go to the concession stand to buy popcorn at the movies, I am conceding to my desire to eat snacks.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining me now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, who is falling victim to the lures of the concession stand?
I had never really thought about the word concession, as in concession stand, until my colleague Liz asked me about it. And she had been trying to figure out how in the world did this happen. And it was her hypothetical explanation. I think she knew that wasn't going to be the answer. But she said, maybe we're conceding to the desire to eat snacks. And I love that explanation.
It's a great explanation. It makes sense.
Of course, it's not actually where this comes from. I went and did my homework. I know, always disappointing when you then think, oh, it's a little, it's not quite as exciting as that. Let's start with just the noun concession, which when it first shows up in English, which is in the 15th century, it unsurprisingly means the act of granting or yielding something that someone else requests. In rhetoric, it's often conceding a point. We still use it that way to make a concession, and then you can build on that to make your own argument. By the 19th century, concession comes to mean the privilege or right that a government or a commercial organization would grant to a company or to an individual to operate under preferential conditions.
Preferential conditions.
And or in a certain area. And that's the key. So then in North America, it becomes leasing out an area to a business so they can operate. And so you can imagine that a concession stand is, you know, a stand that's being leased to operate in a bigger, like at a fair. And then concessions come to be the things that are sold at concession stands. And by the second half of the 20th century, that's always, from what I can tell, pretty much always food.
It seems to be that way. Yeah, I'm thinking popcorn and cotton candy and those sorts of things.
Right. That's where we get concessions.
That's where we get concessions. Well, you know, I actually kind of like that explanation. It's not quite the falling victim to the lure of the concession stand, but it's still pretty good. Here's another one. Shannon, a listener, wrote in, and she wanted to know, where do we get the farewell phrase, so long?
And Shannon's asking a great question there. It turns out we're not entirely sure. The phrase goes back to around 1860, made famous through the Walt Whitman poem, So Long, which is published in Leaves of Grass. And someone who knew Walt Whitman, named William Sloan Kennedy, wrote that he'd never heard the expression until he read it in that poem, in Leaves of Grass. And then he wrote, but since then I've often heard it used by the laboring class and other classes in New England cities. And Kennedy says that Whitman told him that it was a term used among sailors and sports and prostitutes to mean something like, till we meet again. Now, there are various theories. Some say it goes back to German, some to, is this a corruption of Arabic or Hebrew? There's a Norwegian phrase, apparently, that means something like farewell so long, but nobody's quite sure. People seem to think it's a corruption of a borrowed phrase, probably coming in through sailing, and that's where we get this farewell so long, it's going to be so long until I see you again.
My own personal explanation, I've always thought of it as sort of a, it's going to be such a long time, you know, kind of a bittersweet goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to come up with our own explanations. And on that, I'm going to say so long.
Farewell.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.